So I only know Mandy Patinkin from two things.
What?
That is The Princess Bride.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And Dead Like Me.
Okay.
That's it?
I know that. I know him from everything he's pretty much done.
Yeah.
Starting with Sweeney Todd, which I believe he was in with Patti LuPone.
Was he really?
Yeah, he there was, I believe he had a part in Sweeney Todd.
Who did he didn't play Sweeney Todd? That part is written for a baritone.
Right, I'm not sure.
In fact, that whole musical is set around his baritone voice, which is why when the movie came out and they stuck Johnny Depp in there, I went, oh, so they fucked all the music over so that they could have Johnny Depp in the fucking musical.
Which, hey, I liked him, though. He was good.
Fuck that movie.
I love Johnny Depp. I loved.
But the first time I ever saw him on screen was when he was in Dick Tracy.
As 88 Keys?
Yeah.
That was Johnny Depp?
No.
No.
That was Mandy Patinkin.
Oh. I was like, no, Johnny Depp's first movie was Nightmare on Elm Street.
What can you lose?
Yeah, that's Mandy Patinkin.
Ma, 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 ma. And you know what's funny? I hate how people sleep on Madonna's voice. But I hate when people sleep on any singer's voice, but then they go, like, especially like, oh, that person sings country, and I'm like, well, that's a style of singing, but I'm sure that if you put them in a classically trained situation, they could blow it out of the fucking water, and every single time, for the most part, they do.
Dolly Parton did.
Well, she never, that's different. But Dolly Parton sings different types of music in country.
As far as the only country that I really enjoy that is truly country...
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
But that's not what I'm saying, though. You're misinterpreting my point. The point that I'm saying is that I get very frustrated when we sleep on singers' voices because we get used to the type of music that they're singing.
He's mad at me. You know,
no, I'm not.
The honeymoon's over.
No. For instance, like Kylie Minogue. Kylie Minogue is a pop singer, but she's actually a very gifted soprano. You know, there's been stuff that she's done that doesn't involve auto-tune where I'm like, oh, that's really interesting.
Like Madonna, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga has...
Her playing with Metallica was just awful. I'm sorry.
Oh.
But that's because Metallica is kind of old and shriveled like an 80-year-old.
See, you didn't listen to
balls.
It all the way through the end.
But. I don't care. The newest album they put out was okay, good, but it's still just a rehash of the older stuff that everybody said that they liked, and now you're trying to regain your youth again. You can't do that, okay? Why don't you?
Well, what do you want them to do? Sing songs
move on
about
the way
being
other
old?
Bands do. No, yes. Sing a song about what it's like to fucking.
My hip hurts.
You met some chick in the audience and you banged her and now you've got a set of twins.
No,
wait,
that's
wait,
what
wait,
you
wait,
hope
wait.
It is. What it probably is.
What the fuck? I'm sorry. We need to start again. We need to start again because this is for George. I'm sorry.
Metallica's new songs are Rage Against the Bifocals, Someone Stole My Walker.
Hey, when I saw them in 2004, Lars Ulrich had to wear an oxygen tank.
Oh my god.
And they brought it out, and he was wearing it. He was like, yeah, look at how
metal this is.
How fucking old I am. It's like, dude... He's the worst part of the band, and what sucks is he is the one, other than James Hetfield, who has lasted. Because, like, one bassist died, one bassist left, one lead guitar player left, got kicked out, and he was a much better lead guitar player,
mm-hmm.
as far as I'm concerned. Dave Mustaine?
Ow.
Holy shit. Dave Mustaine is the lead guitar player and lead singer of Megadeth.
See, now you're talking about stuff that we're not... I don't
know. Yeah, I know.
James.
How does it feel? It sucks.
It's fine.
It?
Oh, you're just having a conversation
I'm
with yourself.
I'm a music fan, so I know exactly who he's talking about.
Mm. So. You're a music man?
I'm a music fan. My thing is, I like all music.
I was
like
expecting you to tell us there was trouble.
Oh.
Right here in Podcast City. That starts with P.
No.
That rhymes with T.
Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is a-crawling
down the... I hate you.
You know what musical I hate?
No,
what?
I love him very much. No, wait.
What?
I didn't say
Jason,
James.
As of tomorrow,
yes.
I keep trying to get this in.
Okay.
Tomorrow is the first anniversary of our couch meeting.
It is. Stop calling it our couch meeting. You cheapen our entire relationship.
His bum will come out tomorrow. I'm sorry, I don't know what it is. James just puts it in my brain.
What's your favorite? What's your least favorite musical?
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I don't like Oklahoma.
That version that they did with Hugh Jackman where they stripped it down to the bare bones was actually relatively good.
Meh. I don't like that. I don't like that one with the woman and the Nazis. I almost said Song of the South. The other one's...
Sound of Music. Song of the South has tar babies in it. There are no tar babies.
I would love to take Uncle Remus from Song of the South and stick him in Sound of Music.
Awesome. The worst part about Oklahoma is that the curtain... It's written with a curtain call at the end of it, so that you can continue and continue and continue, and like, because you know, if people do it right, they could potentially have a bunch of different curtain calls.
Yeah,
and the curtain call is Oklahoma, Oklahoma. So we got bored with that. So we're like, Uncle Homer, Yoko, oh no, Yoko, no, oh no,
stop,
you're
it.
A homo, you're a homo. It was boring.
You know what my favorite musical is?
What?
Probably Little Shop.
Yeah, I love that.
Orin Scovello. The
Nobody
only role I
ever
can...
treated me kindly. Mm-hmm. Daddy left early. Mama was poor. Mm-hmm. I meet a man and I follow him blindly. He snap his fingers. Me, I say sure.
I think we've killed Atticus.
Suddenly Seymour.
Okay, let's go back to rock music.
Standing no, beside me.
Let's go back to rock music.
No, how about say something orders. Funny and crazy at the beginning like we
he
normally
don't
do.
Don't condescend.
I'm trying.
Addy is here to provide me with sweet understanding. Sweet Addy's my man.
See, that was sweet. Do you want to start the show?
That's not how we start the show.
Fine. I stuff my fingers in my man twat. Is that better?
I'm sorry. I was just trying to sing out of my genre.
I lost my finger in my ring.
I have to write a death metal love song in order for it.
What?
Well, but you would do that for me, though. You would write me death metal.
No, I didn't.
But
you would.
I wrote a song and I gave it to you.
It's yours. Wait a minute. He wrote a song?
You did?
On the guitar. I sent it to you and I gave it to you. See, he forgot.
Oh my gosh.
No, it wouldn't play.
Yes, it would. You said you loved it.
But I want to hear it now.
It won't play.
I can't. No, it's not. I'm not singing. I'm playing the guitar.
Well, that's fine. I like your guitar playing.
Play the guitar on the opening of this?
No, I do remember that. It was very beautiful. It was.
We have done 130 of these, and you've only ever played the guitar once on the show.
Oh, good God. Okay, I see where this is going. My acoustic guitar.
When did I become the guitar bitch?
Okay, you're closer, and I have to jump over you and move the chair.
Oh, for the love of fuck.
It's for him, and he's upset.
I know. Why did he go directly to Guitar Bitch? How come he couldn't be a muse? I don't understand.
What do you mean?
He could be your muse instead of your Guitar Bitch.
He's my muse, not my Guitar Bitch. Yeah,
that's right.
That makes more sense. Hold on, is this damn thing even
tuned? I was just afraid. See, this is why I didn't want to move. I can't hear.
See, playing a musical, I've never learned how to play any musical instrument ever. A little tiny bit of the harmonica, and that's it.
I have to tune the fucking thing.
That's okay.
I was really good at playing the skin flute.
Here, you tune it, and I'll pretend like we're at the Monterey Pop Jazz Festival.
You guys smoking a lot of pot out there?
Hey, man.
Are you Satan?
Yeah,
has anybody seen Hendrix anywhere, man?
I'm just here for fish, that's all.
Oh my god, is that Paris Hilton? Oh my god, she's bumping a line.
And next on PBS, the song stylings of Atticus Blake. After that,
he's only written about 5 or 6 songs in his 20 years of playing guitar.
That's really nice. That brings me back to my youth when I went to college and I really
holy
like.
Shit! What's wrong with this one? What's
I really like the undertones in the note and the dissonance in his music.
You can hear the cognitive dissonance, is that what you said?
No. That's right, the cognitive dissonance in your music.
Why won't it?
It's very avant-garde.
I need to tune it up a fuck of a lot, that's why.
Oh god. This reminds me of, like, the tone-deaf person in chorus. Where, like, the person would keep playing the note over and over again, and they would go, and they go, just mouth the word, sweetheart.
I'm dusty as fuck, and I'm also nervous as fuck.
Why?
You're the tone-deaf person.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't even hear what you said.
What I'm saying is that whenever you're tuning any instrument.
Toning it.
It reminds me of the...
When he's working the glutes and the abs of the guitar.
I was thinking toning hair color, but... I digress.
When he's Tony.
I was in Tony.
Will you let him play?
What it reminds me of, though, is when you have that one tone-deaf kid, or five in the musical, depending, and they're trying to get them to sing the note, and they're playing the note, and it's kind of like how you're tuning the guitar right now. And no, they're trying, but they're tone-deaf, so they're like, so you go... and they go, and you're like, no, honey, no. That's what it sounds like when you're tuning the guitar, because you're trying to get the note right, and I can hear every note that goes.
Why don't you tell the joke a third time?
Well, because he wanted me to explain it, because he
I know! I just want to hear him play the guitar.
I hate you both.
Why did I want to join you tonight?
Okay, I'll just stop.
Good, will you let him play the guitar, please?
You farted. I fucking farted. I can't believe you.
Shh. I'm going to be quiet.
Dead air. It is dead air. I can't breathe now.
I'm sorry.
I cannot... No, it's awful. You don't understand. I can't even focus right now.
Look, do you think this ever happened to the Beatles? I can't play. Ringo just let out a huge fart.
Ringo squishes. Sorry.
I can't help it, fellas. I had curry for lunch.
Jason, stop. You're getting me in trouble.
It's not trouble.
That starts with T.
Oh my god, let's just do a show.
No, I want to hear. I really do. It was my idea.
We're doing a show
that features guitar playing.
I'm just going to have to deal with intermittent singing and stuff. Okay?
I'm not going to sing anymore. Okay?
I don't want to play now.
Very merry anniversary for me.
Stop.
Can you please play the song?
No.
Okay, we're going to get him to play it at some point. We're going to let this pass. Everyone's going to calm down. We'll be good.
We're going to let this pass like a fucking kidney stone.
We're going to let our deeds show how sorry we are. Right, James?
I'm sorry. I stopped when he said, I'm really trying to play the song.
I didn't, and I was bad, and I feel bad.
I got nervous because you got angry. That's not... You make it sound like I'm this angry prick.
Like you're gonna beat him with the guitar.
Upset with you all day. Yes.
He's not Johnny Cash.
What relationship is like?
Ugh. That would make me Reese Witherspoon.
No, it wouldn't.
I have a better chin.
So are we doing the show or are we going to play guitar?
We're doing the show.
Okay. I'm going to count it down. You ready?
Why do you keep going in and out?
I don't know. Am I here? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're here. I can hear you.
Okay. In 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Let Me Finish, Three Men, One Story, 1 Million Interruptions. I am Jason Harding, and I'm sorry that I upset Atticus.
And I am Atticus Blake.
I don't know. Is it safe for me to talk now?
Yes, James.
I am James Blake, the loving and supportive fiancé of Atticus Blake.
And on this
and
show,
I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry that I was drunk with admiration for Jason, and we kept making a joke.
Yeah, you pushed me under the bus. And on this show,
Jason, you keep cutting out.
I don't mean to.
I can't hear you, and it's not the headphones.
Are you sure? I'm recording.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
My internet is not. Is your internet okay?
Well, I don't even know where we're at anymore. I think I was trying to say.
And on this show,
thank
it's
you.
Simple.
And on this show, it's fairly simple. Atticus has 30 minutes to read a story, and James and I have 30 minutes to prevent him from doing so. If at any time you hear this sound, that means that Atticus has run out of time and we have won. However, if you don't hear that sound, that means he has won. Atticus, I'm very sorry. You're very important to me, and I don't mean to hurt your feelings because I'm so stupid ass. Okay?
You are
yes.
So
go to the next
beautiful.
Part.
Do you have any idea how important you are to us?
Yes. You do you have any idea how important the show is to me? And
yes,
when you stop
I do.
Talking, he starts singing.
I can't help that. He's 3,000 miles away.
Not my fault I'm musically inclined. God damn it. Everything's a song cue.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, hey, Atticus.
Yeah.
I know I've been bitching and moaning a lot about picket fences lately.
Uh-huh.
To the point in which I kind of cried on the last podcast, I think. Did anybody...
No, you didn't cry, Jason. You
I raged.
Sat there and said that I was talking faster than normal when I wasn't, and reading faster than normal when I wasn't, and that I was hurriedly reading. Now, understand this. Each of the stories that you sent me, the
were
five
tiny.
Stories, were
they
no
were like
more
five
than,
sentences long.
They were no more than two paragraphs apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, oh, well, I guess we have to end the show there. At 49 minutes? Seriously? No fucking way. But yes, we do have stories. In fact, we have six of them.
Six stories?
Six big stories.
I would like...
And a couple of them said to save us from picket fences. As the title.
I would like to take this moment to tell everyone listening, I love you. And you know what? If you have a story that you would like for us to read on the air, please go to the Let Me Listen podcast website and go to the contact page and leave it for us. There, we love getting them, don't we, Addy?
Hey! What's going on, Jason?
Not much.
I one wanted to hold my lighter up and listen to Atticus play the guitar.
Yeah, I want you to do that. I'm going to get my lighter. I'm going to do this. Oh, I only have one for the fireplace, but okay, I'm going to do it too.
I was also in Oklahoma.
Oh, well, that's okay. A lot of people do things that they're not really proud of.
Well, I was just an extra.
I wasn't anything goes.
And I'm lying. I just pulled ropes.
I hate you, Jason.
I built
you.
The stage.
You're a stagehand?
Techie? I'm also a gaffer. I did stuff with the lights.
All parts are important. You did what?
Yes, well... And then sometimes I would break into song and let my dick fall onto the stage. So people could watch.
Stalking would look on as something shocking, but oh God knows anything goes.
See, I remember that crap, but I thought my part was better.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just went badunk, and my dick landed in between the guy and the girl that loved each other or whatever.
You should have been in the musical version of Caligula or Hair. There was lots of nudity in that.
Oh, that's right. I could have fist fucked some random person.
Or Showgirls. Or the full Monty.
No, they had little dicks.
You could have been all six guys.
Although I would say Big B was harsh. I wish he was Big B, but he's not Big B in the movie.
Well, but we're talking about this. They actually turned it into a musical on Broadway.
No, I'm talking about the movie. The movie's the only thing that matters. Anyway, Okay, Jason, you have to pick from one of these six stories.
Okay,
one
I thought
through
I,
six.
I thought I okay. I thought we did this before the show. Anyway,
yeah, I know, but you got to do it on the show so everybody knows that I'm being honest.
Yeah, that's true. I pick four.
Okay, that's what he picked beforehand, and that would be Jorge Acevedo's story
Yay!
For the podcast.
Jorge, our resident artist, right? Is he the one that
Yes,
stuff?
He's yeah. the one that draws the pictures of me eating nachos and crying into them. We could use a couple more for the show.
He drew
yeah, we
a
could.
Picture of me in my underwear and a picture of me in drag.
Very
he
nice.
Did?
Yes, yes, they're beautiful.
Oh. Share them.
He did.
I
Jorge did.
Did.
I didn't see them.
Oh.
Well, that's because you miss everything.
I know I do.
Anyway, hey there, Atticus and Jason.
Hi.
Name is Jorge, one of your many fans, and also one of the first to draw some of your fan art. Big
You're
fan
awesome.
Since the beginning. And much like your other fans, I go back into your catalog and re-listen to your older podcasts.
That's neat.
It is the easiest way to get through my night shift in the meat department.
Oh, wow.
He works in the meat department. Oh
I work God, at the
I
meat department picked, at
I
Macy's.
I get
Wait, they have
up.
A meat department at Macy's?
When you say Gaga bought the dress, I get picked up in the meat department once.
Nice.
At Stop and Shop. No, it wasn't. He called me a faggot while we were having sex, and then I realized that the entire room was decorated with Laura Ashley, which meant that he was married, and yeah.
A meat department would be a great name for a gay bar.
It probably is the name for a gay bar.
So More than likely.
Well, all the gay bars in New York are in the meatpacking district.
shouldn't it be the fudge packing district?
Aren't you packing meat? Aren't you packing the fudge with the meat?
So the meat packers should all move over to the fudge packer department. They should go both ways.
Oh my God, these brownies are so fudgy. How'd they get so many nuts in there?
We brought the meat packers over.
Mm. Anyway. I love the brownies that have a ribbon of steak.
Walking what? Around, cleaning with my earbuds in, smiling to myself like an idiot.
No.
So are you guys there with me? You guys are there with me, keeping me company throughout the night, and bring much smiles.
Aww.
So thank you very much, and look forward to many more podcasts from you two and your other shows.
You're welcome,
Now on
Brian.
To the story. On your podcast, you two mention about reading books, and but those are in the public domain.
Yeah.
I thought right away it would be very awesome if you could riff on one of my all-time favorite books, H.G. Wells' The Time Machine.
Oh.
That is public domain.
It is.
We should totally do that.
H.G. Wells is one of my favorite authors, so that wouldn't be hard.
You would be, though, apparently.
Yep.
I have gone to check, and it's in the public domain, and it's safe to read.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, I'm just asking if Atticus can read from my favorite part of the book. So I hope you two like it. Look forward to laughing myself in the meat department.
Don't like cut off one of your person. Fingers. Trimming
oh,
that
no,
meat.
No, he sent us a portion of the book.
I know, but I'm just afraid that we're going to make him laugh while he's around one of them vertical saws and hurt himself.
Oh, the one... All right.
Don't stick your pee-pee in the meat grinder, Jorge.
Time Machine by H.G. Wells.
Yay!
I drew a breath, set my teeth, gripped the starting lever with both hands, and went off with a thud.
The Reluctantly library... crouched at the starting line.
Thumping and pumping.
Making time.
He's going the distance.
He's going for speed. Fuzzy dice hang from windows, hang from rear views just like testicles, something like that. That's what I remember from Cake. Never mind. Moving on.
The library got hazy and went dark. Mrs. Watchett came in and walked, apparently without seeing me, towards the garden door. I suppose it took her a minute to traverse the place. Sorry, I had to.
Do librarians live in the library?
They.
Oh, no, that's right. That's his housekeeper. It's his library.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But to me, she seemed to shoot across the room like a rocket. I pressed the lever over to its extreme position. The night came like
it was labeled extreme.
Extreme close up.
I ate some extreme nachos. Thank God that's over. We're not still saying things are extreme anymore, are we?
To the extreme, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but no, the thing is, rather than actually saying the word extreme, people just do extreme things.
I guess. Whatever.
Art became life. Tomorrow night came black, then day again,
more
then
than
night again.
Words
is all you have to do to make it real.
Then you would.
See, we're now all singing.
That you love me, cause I am so
ready
flat right now.
No.
La da 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 da.
Nuno Bettencourt. Now there's an incredible guitarist from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
Anyway,
from the band Extreme. That's where that came from.
Yeah. Mm. Tomorrow night came black, then day, then night again, day again, faster and faster still. An eddying murmur filled my ears, and strange, dumb confusedness descended on my mind.
Oh,
I am afraid
I cannot
convey the.
It's like watching TV.
I'm afraid I cannot convey the peculiar sensations of time traveling. They are excessively unpleasant. There's a feeling exactly like one has upon a switchback, of a helpless heading motion. I felt the same horrible anticipation too of an imminent smash. As I put on pace, night followed like day.
Ooh, that's a horrible feeling. You know that feeling like right before you're about to hit something?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, those dreams.
Yeah, like in those dreams where you're walking along and all of a sudden the pavement's gone and you jerk yourself awake.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same feeling I get when I almost get into a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
When you all your senses are put into this one thing, you grip the steering wheel and the adrenaline and the nerve endings all fire at the same time.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, I'm fine.
Or
but
like
you can
that,
still
those
feel
those few delicious moments when you're right at the top of the roller coaster, right before you go right over the edge.
It's the same feeling that my mother probably had the time that we were on the Green Line, and I'm like, Mom, grab onto the rail. Mom, grab onto the rail. Mom, grab onto the rail. Why? Because it's going to stop. And then I had to catch her.
Oh, I don't know what the Green Line is.
It's one of the things of the T in Boston, and it's basically like a subway car, and if you're not holding onto something when it's about to stop...
You will fall forward.
Yes.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
Why didn't you tell me, she says, and I'm like, I did. You just weren't listening.
The dim suggestion of the laboratory seemed presently to fall away from me, and I saw the sun hopping swiftly across the sky, leaping at every minute marking a day. I suppose the laboratory had been destroyed and I had come into the open air. I had a dim impression of a scaffolding, but I was already going too fast to be conscious of any moving things.
I love coming into the open
air. Slowest snail that ever crawled dashed by too fast for me. The twinkling succession of darkness and light was excessively painful to the eye. Then in the intermittent darkness, I saw the moon spinning swiftly through her quarters from new to full, and I had a faint glimpse of the circling stars.
Now, can I stop for a second?
Yeah.
This is before movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so he literally, and I know I'm supposed to be funny, but he literally described watching something on fast forward.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Before film existed. We had
Are you
picture.
Sure?
Yes,
when
there
was
no
this written.
There were no movies. He wrote these. Wrote it in the 1890s.
I'm pretty sure that film was just beginning to exist.
No, film did not exist in the 1890s.
Am I going to Google this?
They had player.
Go Google it. Maybe the best thing we had was a zoetrope.
First film. The worst.
Eighteen eighty, but what was it?
It was the horse motion. 1878.
Yeah, but that was an experiment at Stanford that wasn't shown in movie theaters.
1888, Round Hay Garden scene.
Uh huh. But the first popular movies that people could watch weren't going to be around for a while.
First full length film. Here we go. 1906. All right, the Kelly, the story of the Kelly gang.
Yeah.
Those fucking Kellys are up at it again.
I know.
Kelly Kapowski, Kelly Bundy, Kelly Ann Conway.
Okay, that's not a Kelly gang.
All right. Presently, as I went on, still gaining velocity, the palpitation of night and day merged into one consciousness, conscious grayness.
He's turned into Ed Wynn. It's funny, don't you know?
It sounds a bit more like Bob Gray.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. Something about alternate facts.
The sky took on a wonderful deepness of blue, a splendid luminous color, that of early twilight. The jerking sun became a streak of fire, a brilliant arch in space. The moon, a fainter fluctuating band, and I could see nothing of the stars, save now, than a brighter circle flickering in blue.
At least Kellyanne Conway is the one person out there that has a worse sense of humor than I do.
Wow, that was like 10 minutes ago.
I'm sorry.
The landscape was misty and vague, and I was still on the hillside upon which this house still now stands, and the shoulder rose above me in gray and dim. I saw trees growing and changing like puffs of vapor. Now brown, now green, they grew, spread, shivered, and passed away. I saw... Jason's just enjoying me reading this book. That's what's happening. Well...
I love this book.
I love this. I read this book in like an hour.
Did you really?
I could read it again. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I saw huge buildings rise up. I should just read this for my channel. I saw huge buildings rise up, faint and fair, and pass like dreams. The whole surface of the earth seemed changed, melting and flowing under my eyes. The little hands upon the dials that registered my speed raced round faster and faster. What were you going to say?
Just me personally? I would be having a freak out this time.
Well, you know, in the book eventually goes so far into the future that crabs have evolved and become, and the earth is turning more slowly.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that they had predicted but couldn't necessarily prove.
No.
But he knew, and mm-hmm. and he's sitting there and the crabs come out and he's like, oh, fuck this. And he leaves.
I had a children's version of this book that was illustrated and it was in large print and I loved it.
The Time Machine is great. I didn't like the movie that much, but the Time Machine, the book, is great.
The original movie was good. The second one that they made with
Second one. Oh,
it was kind of painful, but it was okay. Presently I noted that the sun belt swayed up and down from solstice to solstice in a minute or less, and that consequently my pace was over a year a minute, and minute by minute the white snow flashed across the world and vanished and was followed by brief green of spring.
You're going too fast.
The unpleasant sense... We should go get some picket fences.
No, I'm not saying you're reading too fast. He's going too fast.
Oh. The unpleasant... Don't complain, Jason. I'll make this painful. That should be a staple of the show. Anytime we finish
you have to be careful
minutes,
because you're reading good writing, we might go into shock.
No, but this is the thing. I think that this should be a new rule. If Atticus finishes the story in 40 minutes, he has the prize of winning of reading something shitty to Jason.
Oh shit!
Let's ask the listeners.
I don't know, but already I've had several orgasms, which is more than happened in Picket Fences.
Okay. If one listener says that they would like that to happen, microblogism, I'm talking to you.
No, microblogginism, I'm talking to you now. If you ever want to be a guest on Cinetific, another podcast that
he'll
I produce...
He'll let you be anyway because he knows you're right. That's why.
Yeah,
you'll
true.
Never lose, buddy.
No. Whoa. Whoa.
If one listener says it's okay, then
wow.
I will do that every
you're
time.
You're just making rules at right and left.
Why? We don't even follow the fucking rules on the show.
That's
anyway.
True enough. That's true enough.
The unpleasant sensations of the start were less poignant now. They merged at last into a kind of hysterical exhilaration. I remarked indeed a clumsy swaying of the machine for which I was unable to account. Uh-oh. But my mind was too confused to attend to it.
I think the machine's starting to fuck him.
So with a kind of... I have become sentient.
I love you.
Chromatons from the future have come back into the past. Imprinted them... Whatever chromatons are. I don't even know.
Chronotons?
What are chronotons?
Made up bullshit.
No, well, isn't there a theoretical particle that can move backwards through... Well, photons can move backwards through space, can't they?
I believe so. I don't know.
Microorganism?
He's a biologist.
It doesn't matter. Well, okay. I was going to say someone else, but I don't know if they're even listening anymore.
Yeah.
King Crocodoc, if you're listening. But my mind was too confused to attend to it, so with a kind of madness growing upon me, I flung myself into futurity, which is a word. Holy shit.
Is it really?
Futurity. Yeah.
Okay.
At first, I scarce thought of stopping, scarce thought of anything. But
you think his pants is off yet?
Well, I'd have to wonder, like, what is happening to his body, though? Because he is in a realm where it is required to have oxygen, but he is moving so fast.
Yeah.
That, and through time, that no one can see
him. Well, I believe the machine acts like a bubble.
Okay, but does he explain that in the story?
No, I don't think so. So he's going to suffocate soon. He's experiencing asphyxia.
So this is Glinda.
Ataxia.
Ataxia, thank you.
At first I scarce thought of stopping. Oh, I read that. But presently, a fresh series of impressions grew up in my mind. A certain curiosity, and wherewith, a certain dread. Until at last they took complete possession of me. If I read this to my subscribers, I think I should just leave in my burps and mistakes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Get drunk during half of it and be like,
And then he travels to the future and saw crab people.
Crab people.
We all know that you're going to read this, get drunk during it, and then all of a sudden, like, start scripting Rick and Morty.
That's true. How can I not continue, Morty, after all you've done to blackmail me?
Rick, I don't think that this is going to work.
I haven't watched a single episode of that show.
Oh, my God, Jason.
Just don't watch TV no more.
Listen to me. You can watch... Do you have a subscription to Cartoon Network on your cable?
No.
Do you pay, you don't pay for it at home on your cable?
We have cable, but I don't watch TV no more.
No, but if you have Cartoon Network, all you need to do is get an app for your phone called the Cartoon Network app and put in your password.
Or
Adult Swim, yes. And you can watch them for free with, like, two advertisements.
You could also watch Mr. Pickles, which
is
amazing.
Oh, what am I thinking of? Okay, and I know that this is bad form because they're free, but all of them are on Daily Motion. I know that you know, I shouldn't say that because it's a secret, but all of them are on there with no ads and illegally.
Illegally. There you go. Go break the law, kids.
Hey, so you know that Rick and Morty actually started out as Doc and Marty, and it was a completely sexually inappropriate version of Back to the Future.
I know about the show.
I didn't know. I haven't watched it.
I really would watch Christopher Lloyd bang.
There's a whole bunch of TV that I have to watch that I haven't watched.
Jason, they're 20 minutes apiece.
I know, but I've...
Do yourself a favor.
Podcasts and the puppet show and working and stuff.
God. After this, I'm sure you have 20 minutes to go on Daily Motion.
You're
Rick
right.
and Morty, season
show
one,
over.
Episode one.
I gotta go watch TV.
Okay. I saw a great and splendid architecture rising about me, more massive than any buildings of our time, and yet, as it seemed, built of glimmer and mist. I saw Richard Green flow up the hillside and remain there without any wintry intermission.
Mm.
Even through the veil of my confusion, the earth seemed very fair, and so my mind came around to the business of stopping. The particular risk lay in the possibility of my finding some substance in the space which I or the machine occupied, so long as I traveled at a high velocity.
He's afraid he's going to phase into something.
Mm. So long as I traveled.
Crash.
into me.
Oh.
Oh my god. He fucking farted again.
Oh my god. In the story? I don't remember that part.
The particular risk lay in the possibility of finding some substance in the space which I or the machine occupied. So long as I traveled at a high velocity through time, this scarcely mattered. I was, so to speak, attenuated. The slipping like vapor through the intricacies of intervening substances. But to come to a stop involved the jamming of myself, molecule by molecule, into whatever lay in my way. Meant bringing my atoms into such intimate contact with those of the obstacle that a profound chemical reaction, may possibly a far-reaching explosion, would result and blow myself and my apparatus of all possible dimensions into the unknown.
Holy wow, shit, you know what? I had smart. Never thought about that, but if he suddenly materialized and he was materializing in rock, the atoms would smash together and then explode.
Yep, and this, well, let me see, Einstein's theory of relativity was 1905. Oh, I'm sorry, no, wait. 1905, he won the Nobel Prize for discovering the photoelectric effect.
Yeah.
And then it was later, a little
later.
You mean
his wife did?
His wife didn't do... It's not one of those stories, you ass munch. No.
You call him an ass munch like it's a bad thing.
He doesn't like munching ass. Remember?
I don't.
Jason, word for word. Yes. No, don't touch that. It's okay. You don't have to touch my butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
He said that to a girl.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. The possibility had occurred to me again and again while I was making the machine, but then I had cheerfully accepted it as an unavoidable risk. Mm. One of the risks a man has got to take. Now the risk was inevitable.
I have to take that risk too?
Yes, you do.
Where's my time machine?
Imagine if this had never been written and all of a sudden Jorge sent it to us. He was just like, yeah, I wrote this a few years back, and I was writing it as a period piece.
I was bored between meat chopping gigs, and here, that would be good.
Dude, why did you send this to us? What the fuck? You are a magnificent writer. He's like, fuck it.
I don't know, make fun of it.
I chop meat, man. I'm not going to be a writer. No one cares about my writing.
Whatever.
That's me, actually.
Off I go to walk into traffic because I'm not a writer.
The fact that insensibly the absolute strangeness of everything, the stickly jarring and swaying of the machine, above all, the feeling of prolonged falling, had absolutely upset my nerve. I told myself I could never stop. And with a gust of petulance, I resolved to stop forthwith. Like an impatient fool, I lugged over the lever, and incontently, the thing went reeling over, and I was flung headlong through the air.
Ooh.
There was a sound of the clap of thunder in my ears. I may have been stunned for a moment. A pitless hail was hissing around me.
I thought it said pissing. Sorry.
A pissing hail.
Mm-hmm. No, I thought it said that the hail was pissing around him. Sorry.
Well, you can say a pissing hail. It's pissing hail outside.
It is.
And I was sitting on soft turf in front of the overset machine. Everything still seemed gray. But presently I remarked that the confusion in my ears was gone. I looked around me. I was on what seemed to be a little lawn garden surrounded by rhododendron bushes. And I noticed that their mauve-purple blossoms were dropping in a shower under the beating of hailstones.
Oh, you said mauve.
So there is hail going on.
That's mauve. We should watch that later.
What?
Angels in America.
Oh.
What kind of gay man are you anyway? That's not purple. That's mauve.
What?
That's from Angels in America.
Oh, right.
Oh my goodness. I'm gonna punch you through the internet. The rebounding, dancing hail hung in a cloud over the machine and drove along the ground like smoke. In a moment, I was wet to the skin. Fine hospitality, said I, to a man who has traveled innumerable years to see you. Presently, I thought what a fool I was to get wet. I stood up and looked around me. A colossal figure, carved apparently into some white stone, loomed indistinctly beyond the rhododendrons in the hazy downpour. But all else... Wait a minute. Okay, so if the time machine is pulling him through time, then even after it is... Okay, if it... Even after the time machine has stopped, wouldn't the effect still, the effect of the time, like, apparatus still be coming over him? Like, days would still be passing only more slowly now?
He stopped the machine dead.
I know, but...
He yanked it over, so I believe he shut off the whatever was creating the time. He never discusses how he does this. The machine is inconsequential to the story, to the concept.
What just fell over?
I don't know. But the
dude,
idea...
you better go pick your kid up off the floor.
No, let him bleed. Anyway, so... They're learning a lesson. He was very much a liberal. He was very much a feminist. And he loved telling social stories by using science fiction to do it. And so he just needed a way to get into the future where he could tell a story about how class systems are ugly and wrong and stupid. That's what he would...
Because in the end, there will be crab people.
Well, in the end, there will be crab people.
They're just won't be humans.
Don't get me wrong. He still loved going on flights of science fiction fancy, but for the most part, his most thing was the thing was to talk about the Eloi and the Morlocks. That's what he really. That was his big metaphor.
Oh my god! And if we redid the movie, we'd have to update it, and he'd be like, "Oh my god, Kardashians! No,
God."
Eyebrows are sisters, not twins. What are you doing? What the hell is on fleek?
I don't even know what that means.
But all else of the world was invisible. My sensations would be hard to describe. As the columns of hail grew thinner, I saw the white figure more distinctly. It was very large, for a silver birch tree touched its shoulder.
It At was the base, it said Trump.
Okay. I'm going to build a wall.
I'm going to build a statue. It's going to be huge. It'll be the best statue.
except for the hands. I don't know how I ever masturbated like this, but... in shape,
I hold
something,
things better than anybody.
In shape, something like a winged phoenix. But the wings, instead of being carried vertically at its side, were spread so that it seemed to hover. The pedestal, it appeared to me, was of bronze... and was of thick vetigris? I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
It chanced that the face was towards me. The sightless eyes seemed to watch me. There was a faint shadow of smile on the lips. It was greatly weather-worn and had imparted an unpleasant suggestion of disease.
Ew.
I stood looking at it for a little space, half a minute perhaps, or half an hour. It seemed to advance and recede as the hail drove over it before it denser or thinner.
Man, time travel sucks.
At last I tore my eyes from it for a moment and saw that the hail... Hey, you tore your eyes from it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm taking it too literally, huh?
He should have put his eyes on it.
Yeah, if you liked it, then you should have put your eyes on it. Sorry.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
At last I tore my eyes from it for a moment and saw that the hail curtain had worn threadbare and that the sky was lighting with the promise of the sun. I looked up again at the crouching white scape. The full termitidity of my... What is termitidity?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I gotta look some of these up, man.
Hold They're on. Real words.
No, I know. Termitidity. Excessive confidence or boldness. I'm
Audacity.
Oh.
Of my voyage came suddenly upon me. What might appear when that hazy curtain was altogether withdrawn? What might not have happened to men?
I'll tell you, blonde people.
And only blonde people with tan skin.
Meat for the Morlocks.
What if cruelty had grown into a common passion? What if in this internal race had lost its manliness and had developed into something inhuman, unsympathetic, and overwhelmingly powerful.
Mm.
I might seem some old-world savage animal. Only the more dreadful, disgusting, or more common likenesses. A foul creature to be incontently slain.
Ooh.
Already I saw other vast shapes, huge buildings with
intricate
parapets and tall columns. with wooded hillside dimly creeping upon me through the lessening storm. And I was seized with panic and I was seized with a panic fear. I turned frantically to the time machine and strove hard to readjust it. As I did so, the shafts of the sun smote through the thunderstorm. The thunderstorm. My name is Thunderstorm.
Thundercats.
Enemy of G.I. Joe.
The gray downpour was swept aside and vanished like the trailing garments of a ghost. Above me, the intense blue of the summer sky, some faint brown shreds of cloud whirled into nothingness. The great buildings stood about me out clear and distinct, shining with me the wet of the thunderstorm, and picked out in white. Oh my god, it's so beautiful. I can't help it. This is so beautiful and wonderful. It's just, Haydn, you suck donkey balls. Let me read that again.
No, he doesn't, because that would actually get him some.
The gray downpour was swept aside and vanished like the trailing garments of a ghost. Above me, the intense blue of the summer sky, some faint brown shreds of cloud whirled into nothingness. The great buildings about me stood out clear and distinct, shining with the wet of the thunderstorm, and picked out in white by the unmelted hailstones piled along their courses. I felt naked in a strange world. I felt as perhaps a bird may feel in the clear air, knowing the hawk wings above and will swoop. Oh my god. I'm getting so hot. I am. My fear grew into
I'll show
a
you
frenzy.
A picture of H.G. Wells. That'll cure it real quick.
he's fat and bald, right?
He's not bald.
Oh shit, I knocked over my microphone.
But he's very old worldly, you know. A dude who lives in the 1800s.
Old gray man, she taint what she used to be.
She taint?
Taint what she used to be. Do you remember that cartoon with the beaky buzzard?
Yes.
I'm picking up a baby bumblebee.
Won't my bumblebee.
All right. My fear grew to a frenzy. See, this is the weird thing about it. I'm reading it as if I am a modern reader.
Yeah.
And my mind is saying my fear grew into a frenzy. When I don't need to do that, my fear grew to a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
I took a breathing space, set my teeth, and again grappled fiercely, wrist and knee, with the machine. It gave under my desperate onset and turned over. It struck my chin violently. One hand on the saddle, the other on the lever. I stood panting heavily, in attitude to mount again. I meant, see? to mount it again. It's not. It's mount again.
He's going to mount it.
Mount it. You mount that time machine. Does it have a letter?
You grapple with it, then you mount it.
He's going to make time with that time machine.
Oh, yeah. The lever that goes up my butt controls
my
just
jungle
how much
of
poop I see.
Sorry.
So he saw a statue and had a freak out.
Well, no, I think he saw the statue.
Freak out!
Wait. I think he saw the statue and then it made him realize, oh yeah, I came here in a fucking time machine. The time machine is toppled over.
Yeah.
Okay. But with this recovery of a prompt retreat, my courage recovered. I looked more curiously and less fearfully at the world of the remote future. In a circular opening, high up in the wall of the nearer house, I saw a group of figures clad in rich, soft robes. They had seen me, and their faces were directed towards me. Then I heard the voices approaching me. Coming through the bushes was by the white sphinx were the heads of the shoulders and men, and of men running.
Mm-mm.
One of these emerged in a pathway leading straight to the little lawn upon which I stood with my machine.
This isn't going to be good.
They're going to... We want to have sex with you.
That's right.
He was a... Hold on, let me sit this. He was a slight creature, perhaps 4 feet high, clad in a purple tunic, girdled at the wrist with a leather belt, sandals... What?
Not his wrist.
The waist with a leather belt.
If his clothing was girdled at his wrist, he'd be like,
he'd be naked. Guess what we do here?
It's just a child. And of course, they're naked. Sandals or buskins? I don't know what buskins are.
I don't either.
Look it up.
Lost to the ages.
A buskin. Oh, it's the strappy sandals that go up to past your ankle.
Okay.
Anyway. Clad in a purple tunic and girdled at the waist with a leather belt, sandals or buskins, I could not clearly distinguish which. Wit were on his feet. His legs were bare to the knees, and his head was bare. Noticing that, I noticed for the first time how warm the air was. He struck me as being a very beautiful and graceful creature, but indescribably frail.
Hmm.
His face flushed reminded me of the more beautiful kind of consumptive, that hectic beauty of which we used to hear so much. At the sight of him, I suddenly regained my confidence, and I think that's the good place to end. I hoped that you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed this. Enjoyed that. And if this is something you thing, that's what it says, you thing you to enjoy, let me know.
And I'll be happy to send the rest. Still written by H.G. Wells.
Thank you again and keep up the awesome work. Love you guys. P.S. A suggestion for late seeding. A genre Jason and Steve have not yet covered.
Don't mix the podcasts.
That is a I'm reading what he sent us.
Okay.
That is a kaiju monster movie.
Oh yeah, we have that planned. Don't worry.
I'm talking about the 1954 Godzilla movie. I hope you like the idea.
I do. We have it planned, dude.
And now that I'm all smoothed over, time for some smooth jazz.
Yes!
Do I even know any jazz anymore?
I don't know.
No, I don't. Anyway. Don't fart.
Okay.
That's the name of the song.
It's the name of the song.
Don't fart. I know just what you're farting. Sorry.
Played this in 6 months.
That's all right.
It just goes on and on and on and on like that.
Yay! Yay! We need to get you to play more often.
I forgot how I played the rest of it. I was just like, no. The whole... Well, it's an homage to the Cliffs of Dover. By, oh my god, I'm a bad guitar player. I forgot his name. Johnson. And it's basically you play the opening and then you basically solo the rest of the fucking time. So, at a certain point, I'm gonna have to bring out the electric and play that over it.
You can do that, dude. It's half your show. Half my show.
You make it sound like it's 51% yours, so you have all the controlling shares.
Well, I do, because I'm the one that edits it. I can make you look awful. Well, that's it! Thank you, Jorge, for sharing with us the gift of H.G. Wells. We love it. And I'd like to remind everybody that if you have a story you'd like for us to read here on the show, please go to the Let Me Listen podcast website and go to the contact page and leave it for us there. And now's the time where we read the name of someone who's left us a review on iTunes. That's right. If you send it, you go to iTunes, leave us written. Talk
about coitus interruptus right there.
I know.
I totally lost my boner. Anyway, if you go to iTunes and leave us a written review, it helps out the show a lot, doesn't it, Addie?
Yes, it does.
And we know there are a lot of people in foreign countries that have left us reviews. We can't see them. We just can't. But we still appreciate it.
That's problematic. Right?
It's Instamatic.
Why?
It's hydromatic.
Please don't ever. Problematic, that word just makes me lose every boner ever.
Why? What's wrong with the word problematic?
Just because everybody uses it now.
Oh, you don't like it when people say it's problematic.
In fact, I've never used it, except in reference to the word itself.
You've never said the word problematic?
Not in the middle of a conversation.
Is there any other words? I know there's one word in particular that you hate.
What's that?
Irregardless.
Yes, I do. Oh my god. The secondary manager at my workplace had to talk to me about something that occurred at the nursing home while I was writing a report, and in the middle
what?
Of it, we were taking it seriously because it was something that happened that we needed to write reports about.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of it, she said the fucking word irregardless. And I sat there and I went
and you
a
punched
minute
her.
Ago. Yes, I did, because you know what? She's a lesbian, so it's okay.
Oh my god.
No, anyway. Well, she is a lesbian, but it's not okay to punch anyone. Anyway. If you said... I was waiting. I'm waiting for it, Jason. He was going to say something like, except Nazis. I knew you were.
Except Nazis. Punch away.
Oh, God. They have no power. You're basically punching a person that does not have the power to do anything. As a Nazi, anyway.
That's right.
Anyways, she said irregardless, and from that moment on, I have horribly lost all respect for her. I cannot take her seriously. I don't. I look at her and I'm like, you want me to do that, but you've said the word irregardless. It's like anything that I'm asked to do, like my mind goes. She's like, well, you need to perform care on that person because they're asking for. Oh, okay, fine.
But. And all you're hearing in your head is irregardless, irregardless,
irregardless,
irregardless.
Unfortunately.
No, my mind is like this. I'll go do that, but you said the word irregardless. I'm only doing the task because I'm supposed to, not at your command.
I'm sorry, Addie. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening to another episode of this show.
Thanks, everybody.
For Let Me Finish, this has been Jason Harding.
And I am Hot Guy Wells. what do you think HG stand for? I don't even know.
Herbert George.
Horny George?
Herbert George Wells.
Horny gonad?
And I am Harry Gorilla Wells.
Okay, great. Well, I don't know what happened to the other people that started this podcast with me.
I'm still here.
Thank God, Jeff. Hold me.
Hold on a second.
Let me
something else, like the skin of someone you hate.
Okay, time to go. I've got to murder an imaginary character.
Oh, hi, everyone.
You can't do Pooh Bear. I do Pooh Bear, and I'm not gonna do Pooh Bear.
Oh, hold on. Wait, hold on.
Oh, the deer.
Wait, hey there, neighbor.
Wait, was James trying to do Piglet?
Yeah,
I think he was.
He has a higher... Oh, Pooh, what? What if... I bent over like you asked me to.
Where did all these people come from?
I don't know. Apparently, I can't do that voice either.
Oh my god! We're in an imaginary character landslide.
I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go to Jack's restaurant or Justin's or Jason's restaurant or whatever it is and picket fences. I'm angry.
Yeah, I went back and listened to some old podcasts and actually discovered the moment when we created Jeff. And you hated him. You hated him with a passion.
He's grown on me.
Yeah, I know, but you were like, no, 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 we are not giving him a name. If you give him a name, it's like a pet. It's yours. You can't do that. And then every time thereafter, I was like, hello? And you were like, fuck you. Just ring the bell. And then
he's grown on me like a fungus.
He's grown on me. Like moss.
Okay, well...
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. You gonna say goodbye, Atticus?
Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye from Naughty Knuckles.
Goodbye from Naughty Knuckles.
Blood tastes good.
The Lemmy Finish podcast is a Lemmy Listen podcast production with Atticus Blake and Jason Harding, with music by Kevin MacLeod. Produced by Jason Harding. You can find more Lemmy Listen podcasts at our website at www.letmelistenpodcasts.com. You can also find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, and iTunes. Please like and leave a review. And thank you for listening.